In this month of Ramadan, if we are unable to attain that, when will we attain it? If in this month of Ramadan we are unable to gain the pleasure of Allah, when will we get it? If we are unable to secure our forgiveness, when will we get it? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say that illam tabako fatabako. If you can't cry, act like you're crying. In dua, if you can't cry, act like you're crying. This is sometimes the child cries for the sweet, but no tears come out. So you know it's a fake. Or it's a child looking for attention. So now, my respected friends, the crying that we need to do before Allah Rabbul Izzat in dua, Allah explained to us in Quran, it must become like the level Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the Battle of Badr. 17th of Ramadan, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam begged Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. No hope on creation whatsoever. No hope that this person is going to come help me, this person is going to do it for me, that person is going to see to me. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala's immediate response is that there is a response to that level of dua, where you cut off hope from creation totally, completely, 100%. And nobody, everyone is telling Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah heard you. He said, calm down, take it easy. He said, that level of dua, how much are we making? When Nabi Sallam used to make dua, the sound of a boiling kettle used to come out of his chest. That kind of crying. Are we asking Allah like that, or are we just bluffing ourselves? So every part and aspect of our deen we are shown. What level you need to get to? Now there's few moments left. What level do we need to get to? Then my respected friends, you know it's a trend unfortunately in this country. Everybody are very, very particular about what they eat in Ramadan. Food is like a big priority. Such a big priority food becomes that people start fighting at iftar time in the masjid, sometime at home. The other day one uncle gave his wife 3 talaqs 5 minutes before iftar. He was too serious about the job. Sounds like a joke, but it's a reality. The house is like a janazah there at the moment. Our emphasis, my respected friends, at that time, where's our tawajjuh? Now just look in Palestine, in Yemen, in Syria, this ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ, what they are going through at the time of iftar. They don't even know if there is iftar. They don't even know if they're Syria, they're getting bombed, they're getting killed. Parents are getting separated from children. Children are getting separated from parents. There's nothing left of them. They're stuck under rubble. We are making food such a priority that like, if there's no food, there's no Ramzan. We need to learn to cut our lifestyle, bring it simple according to the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the availability of dates and water. If we focus on this dates and water and we make this become our whole, you know, motto in every masjid, you'll find 90% of the problem is solved. Those who need food will get fed. Allah Ta'ala will never leave anybody hungry. We have the jazba to feed someone, we have the jazba because we know of the reward. So give them a khajur also, you get the same reward. Give them a sip of water, you get the same reward. Give them some milk, you get the same reward. Important times of dua is being away in focusing on food. And then now the homes are getting broken. And then we're not thinking about the ummah. Now after iftar, the muazzin is left alone to clean up the dasturkhan, everybody is gone. Again, it's like a type of oppression in zulm. But we're not realizing this. And this month of Ramadan, we're supposed to make life easy for ourselves and for everybody, we make it more difficult. So my respect, we need to re-look. These last 10 days now, we need to re-look ourselves, what we want to achieve. The dua at the time of iftar is such a powerful dua that most of the time the dua is guaranteed accepted. Every day for a fasting person, there is one dua of his guaranteed accepted. We don't know which one it is. So every opportunity take to make dua. Between the azan and iqamah, duas are never rejected. Then we tell, we want to take off from work, we want to take, we should close our shops early, we want to give the staff off early. But we're not sitting in the masjid. Enough. The masjid is empty. 5-10 minutes before iftar, it comes full. In Tarawih, we'll find for Isha namaz a big crowd. After the Tarawih starts, the bigger crowd is outside. For every sajda, what reward Allah is giving us. Every nafil, the reward of farz. Every farz multiplied 70 times. But as I say, this thing is not coming in front of us how we are. We're thinking something else. Then it's not even occurring to us that there are people that are more needy than us. Our Muslim brothers that are suffering throughout the world. And I'm humbly imploring this point that so people take out their zakat in the month of Ramadan. Many people feel comfortable giving the organizations. They feel, you know what, my job is done. But that organization can discharge your zakat 5 years later, you don't know. So I'm saying, I'm making this point, take your zakat, go give it with your own hands. Where you look for it in your own family, in your own backyard. In the old days, there were less organizations, there were less needy people. Today there's more organizations and more needy people. So do this. Take your charity. You want to give charity, give it to your staff. They need it. They need your charity first, before anybody in any other country needs your charity. We haven't understood this. So the heart is dead. Spiritually we are a corpse. Who needs our charity? The wife and children at home. Smile with them. Be kind to them. Advise them. They're going off. Tell them what to do. House is buzzing with Quran. Children are on their own. They're doing their own thing. Parents are doing their own. Now is the time for the Quran, the month of Quran. You'll find somebody playing Candy Crush, another person playing soccer, another person playing PlayStation. Somebody reading one novel. Month of Ramadan. So we haven't understood. So I'm saying this charity, take it and give it to the people around you. But your zakat is for us. Look for people within your family who need it first. Then people within your community. And it's not difficult. It's not difficult. We're becoming so complacent with these organizations that this is the root problem of our society, why there's more needy people. And the need doesn't stop. And it's a sad state of affairs. It's not a good feeling for somebody's life to get cut at home. Somebody to get evicted because they can't afford the rent. But sometimes it's our own family that we don't even know what's happening because we're not worried. We're not concerned. The fikr of Rasulullah ﷺ was every individual to come till Qiyamah. This person must be saved from Jahannam and entered into Jannah. That means his life must be comfortable, dunya and akhirat. That's our fikr also. Then in this month, make this niyat in the last 10 days, never to miss Takbir-e-Ula. Takbir-e-Ula is when the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, I must say Allahu Akbar. If I inculcate these things in my life now, then the rest of the year becomes easy. Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala li Majma'in, they spiritually took so much of benefit from the month of Ramadan that it lasted them for 6 months after. And then the next 6 months was preparing their spiritual body again to get the benefit of the month of Ramadan. So they looked forward to it. Today we're looking forward to Eid. They were looking forward to crime. We're looking forward to Eid. Then the last point I'm going to make, inshallah, is buy new clothes. He never said this. He said, wear your best clothes. He today wants to go buy a new garment. When there are people of this ummah, they don't even have clothes to wear. Nabi Sistam himself was an example for us. He had two kurtas. How many we got? And the ladies, they'll buy one cloak for the janaza, one cloak for the mehndi, one cloak for the nikah, one cloak for Eid, one cloak for a family function. So it doesn't stop. This is not the sunnat and teachings of Rasulullah SAW and our deen. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to practice in whatever has been said. These are the last few hours of the month of Ramadan, you can call it. May Allah ta'ala give us the opportunities to spiritually benefit. May Allah give us the tawfiq to make the khatam of the Quran as much as possible. And if we can't read the Quran, go sit with the alim of our community and try. That's not possible. Sit with the Quran, put your finger over it and look at it and cry. And those who are hafiz of the Quran, they are making that effort. This Quran is something that's going to save us as we're getting closer to Qiyamah. The fitnas of Dajjal will come in different forms. And different ways it's going to hit us. As we've seen since COVID, the deen getting diluted and more diluted and more diluted. And people getting bought off. People selling their religion. And you get a handful of ulama who are trying to uphold the true Islam that was left to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they are being victimized. They are being called names. But majority of the people have accepted the delusion. So make dua for them also, for those ulama that are upholding the truth. And make dua for the ulama that have gone astray, Allah bring them back. And make dua for the unity of the Zummat. The kuffar and the Muslim is bombing the Muslim, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And nobody blinks an eye or talks about it. Nobody. No Muslim country, no Imam, no Alim, no community, nobody. So, make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. And Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of deen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.